Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Ava. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
So excited to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Ava Wilder. I'm based in Oklahoma City. I've been living here for about 2.5 years. And my debut romance novel, How to Fake It in Hollywood, is coming out on June 14th.
I love this. And we're going to talk about How to Fake It in Hollywood very soon. So tell us about your writing journey. Were you a reader or writer growing up? Like what led you to, which one came first?
So it was kind of a roundabout journey. I was always a big reader and writer. And then when I was in high school, I was kind of like, you know, trying to decide what I wanted to pursue in life. And I kind of talked myself out of pursuing writing because I was like, it's such a long shot. You know, it's very hard to be successful. Like I should, you know, be more practical. So I basically like abandoned writing for like 10 years. And then during the pandemic, I, like a lot of people, I got very obsessed with reading romance and I was just like inhaling them. And after a few months of that, I was like, well, maybe this is like something that I could like, you know, because I'd also never really figured out like what I would want to write. Like I kind of thought I would go into maybe like screenwriting or like nonfiction kind of like essay type of things. But I had never considered writing a book because I knew that my voice was not like a literary voice and I didn't really read much genre fiction like as an adult, even though I did read it growing up. So once I got into romance, I was like, maybe this is like the right fit. And I started writing what is now How to Fake It in Hollywood. And immediately I was like, oh, okay, this is like, this feels right. Like this feels different. And I wrote it pretty quickly, queried it, signed with my agents, and got a book deal.
I love this. So what kind of romance did you led you to? What was your favorite romance read? Like what led you to start reading romance in the pandemic? You know, other than it was Happily Rocker and, you know, we were going through something really.
Yeah, I was basically like, I need pure like serotonin. I need something that's just going to like suck me in and I know that it's going to turn out okay. But I, you know, I did like the sort of romance 101, like read all the, you know, The Hating Game, like The Kiss Quotient, The Right Swipe, the Brown Sisters series. And I was just like, it just blew my mind because romance was like, I didn't, you know, think I was like too good for romance. It just like was not really on my radar at all as something that like, and you know, over the past few years, it's just become like so diverse and like complex. And I was like, you know, these are these just incredibly like satisfying and like enjoyable stories that also have like a ton of depth. They're like dealing with these real issues. And they're also, you know, I don't know, they have it all. And it's like, once you kind of get into romance, it's sort of hard to go back to other genres.
I agree. I took it for my journey. I started in 2016. I read a lot of women's fiction, chick lit, and all the stuff. And somehow I stumbled upon romance in 2016. I did not realize what it was. And for me, it was indie self-publishing romance. And then I just jumped into traditional publish. But I have to say, like, once I got into it, I was like, well, there's like so much diversity within this genre. There's like no reason for me to like dive into literary fiction or even other stuff. Like,
you know, yeah, it's like, I don't want to read about people having a bad time or like if they're having a bad time, I want to know that it's going to be okay.
Yeah. Like I need to have a happily rafter. I need to have a non-ambiguous ending. Like I need to know the ending. Like, I don't want to talk about the ending. Like, it's really rare, far few between that I'm like, okay, I need to talk about the ending. But like these, I know they're going to be okay. And if anything, if I know like they're like, it looks like a little messy throughout the book, I just read the end and I'm like, oh, they're going to be okay. You know?
Exactly. So. For anxious people, it's like you got to have that in the back of your mind.
Yes. Yes. I think romance is great for anxiety. Like, yeah. It's a piece here.
For sure.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's talk about How to Fake It in Hollywood. Tell us the elevator pitch.
Sure. So How to Fake It in Hollywood, as you can probably tell from the title, is a celebrity fake dating romance. And it's about two actors, Gray and Ethan, who have both been in the industry for a long time, but they both have very different looking careers and fame levels, but they're both kind of in a dry spell and neither of them have worked for a while for various reasons. And they have the same publicist who decides to set them up and have them pretend to be a couple to hopefully get people talking about them and give their careers a little bit of a boost. But as you might guess, once they start spending time together, it starts feeling a little too real.
Yeah. And so what was kind of like your research, source of inspiration? You know, like these are PR relationships, which we have seen quite a few of them over the past few years. So my question is, what was your Google search look like while you were doing this novel?
Well, actually, the reason that I decided to write it about celebrities is that I have always been just very obsessed with like pop culture and celebrity gossip. So I was like, you know, if I'm going to try to write a book, I want to have as few obstacles as possible. And I didn't want to write it about anything in my own life. So I was like, I kind of have to write it about celebrities because that's sort of the only thing that I felt like I could just sit down and write it without like maybe getting bogged down in research and being like, I give up, like, this is too hard. So I think this was like a lifelong research process that finally paid off. Nobody knew that it was going to pay off until it finally did.
What are you working next?
So I'm working on the second book in my deal, which should be out next summer. I don't think I can say too much about it yet, but it's in the same world, but the main characters don't appear in How to Fake It. And I'm deep in developmental edits for it, which is like the first round of edits with my editor. And it's been extremely, extremely hard to write, but I'm super proud of it. And, you know, not that I'm not proud of How to Fake It, but I almost feel like I kind of wrote that by accident, or I like blacked out. And like a few months later, I woke up and had written a book. And this is like, I have really been working on this one. Like, I feel every bit of effort, but I'm very proud of it. I'm really happy with how it's turning out. And I'm super excited for people to be able to read it next year.
Yeah. And I think it's probably different to write on a deadline. You know, writing on a contract is very different than writing when you're trying to get a contract. You know,
yeah,
much more freedom when you're like trying to get a contract because you're like, I'll finish when I finish, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Thankfully, I have had very generous deadlines, but definitely like, you know, writing for yourself for fun versus like having expectations. And I felt like I was sort of racing against the clock to try to get as much done before like ARCs started going out. Mm-hmm. And I was like affected by what people were saying about How to Fake It. And, you know, feeling like all of these other voices in my head, that part was harder than I was expecting, but I was able to get back on track.
Well, that's good. I'm looking forward to the next book. So
thank you.
Awesome. So let's chat some book recommendations. Tell us like some books you recommend our listeners to pick up.
Sure. So I wanted to continue the theme. I have a few of my favorite celebrity romances, specifically that where at least one of the characters is an actor. This is a very specific list. So the first one I want to recommend is Reel by Kennedy Ryan, which is R-E-E-L, like a film reel. And this is an actor-director romance. It's about a director who casts a sort of up-and-coming actress in this biopic he's working on. It's a fictional person named Desi Blue, but it's sort of based on like, you know, sort of forgotten Black entertainers from the 20s and 30s who, you know, kind of made all these contributions and then kind of were lost to time just because of, you know, racism. And it is, so it's kind of like a forbidden romance because they're both like, it's bad if we get together because like, it's her first movie. She doesn't want to get involved with the director. He's like had, you know, bad experiences getting involved with actresses in the past, but they have this like amazing chemistry. And it's just like, really, it's so rich. It's really sexy, really emotional. The characters have so much depth. And it's one of those books that like, when it's over, you kind of feel like you're in like a daze and you're just like walking into like the sunlight after you've been in like a dark room. And it's like, I don't even know what just happened, but that was amazing. And I really hope she continues the series because there's all these amazing side characters that need their own books.
Yes.
So the next one I have is The View is Exhausting by Michaela Clemens and Anjuli Dutta, which is also a fake dating romance. And it's about this actress who's a British Indian actress, and she is kind of the subject of a lot of controversy. So she kind of enters into this on and off romance with this guy who's like a hotel heir, kind of supermodel, like man about town. So they have this sort of on and off fake relationship. Like anytime she does something scandalous, he kind of comes in and like, you know, sort of resurrects her reputation because like she's subject to a lot of racism, being sort of like the only, you know, A-list like South Asian woman in Hollywood. And the writing in this book is phenomenal. It's so atmospheric. It's like a really glamorous story. They're doing all of this like international jet setting, like all of the settings feel amazing. They have incredible chemistry. And this is one of those books where I read it and I was like, damn, I wish I could write like that. Mm-hmm. So next one I have is You Had Me at Ola by Alexis Daria, which is about two actors who are co-stars on a kind of Netflix type show. And they're both, it's sort of like going to be both of their like bring them to the next level of their careers. They're kind of like, we don't want to get involved because we're trying to, you know, take our career seriously. He's like, I have a dark secret that I don't want the press to know. But again, can't stay apart. And this book is just so fun, so delightful. It's got like the really juicy behind the scenes stuff. And something I love about Alexis Daria is that she is really amazing at writing sex scenes that are not just like following sort of the typical formula. You like really learn about the characters and their relationships, like through how they relate to each other sexually, which is like one of my favorite things about romance. And I also want to recommend, I have two more. I want to recommend Funny You Should Ask by Alyssa Sussman, which is about an actor and a journalist who take part in this like viral interview. And then they team back up again 10 years later to recreate the interview. And there's a lot of, you know, sort of complications, hurt feelings, you know, misunderstandings. And they're kind of unraveling it all. And this book, just like an amazing premise, is everything I wanted it to be, like amazing use of dual timeline. And kind of like a lot of these books actually have sort of like extra material where it's like scenes from scripts or like, you know, articles and all this stuff. And this one does that very effectively. It was just like angst, tension, build up, like chef's kiss, read it in one sitting. And then the last one I want to recommend is The Astronaut and the Star by Jen Comfort, which is about a grumpy bisexual goth astronaut who wants to be the first woman on the moon, but she has like a PR problem where everyone thinks she's very like mean and unlikable. So they assign her to train this like himbo actor who's gonna be in like a space movie. So she's gonna like train him in astronaut stuff. And this is like an amazing opposites attract romance, also very sexy. And Jen has just like such a unique voice that I'm obsessed with. This book is so funny. And if you like a, you know, quote unquote unlikable heroine, this is the book for you. Obviously I love her. It's like a cat and a dog pairing in terms of like their temperaments. And her next book is a gender swapped Phantom of the Opera with a hair metal band, which I'm so excited about. She's like, you know, I'm very excited about anything she writes. I'm in.
Right, you have me at that book. I do too. Because first of all, I haven't heard about it. I'm like, this book sounds like catnip for me. Grumpy Sunshine, Star, you know.
It's so good. It's so good.
You know, STEM, you know, related. So, oh my gosh. Yeah, you have me at that. These are great recommendations. So thank you, Ava, for that. So, all right, tell us where you can find you online.
So you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ava Wilder Writes, and my website is ava-wilder.com, and I have a newsletter that I just started that I'm trying to update, and you can sign up for that on my website. And yeah, so that those are all the places you can find anything you would want to know.
Awesome. Thank you, Ava, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyoureadingnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibraFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibraFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibraFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOUREADNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the U.S. The Watch Your Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Your Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadingnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.